tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said his meeting on Tuesday in Singapore with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un was a success. He told reporters that Kim Jong-un, quote, committed to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Kim's commitment to denuclearize was included in a document signed after he and Trump met. They both signed it. There are few details on how that will happen, and Associated Press Washington correspondent Warren Levinson reports analysts are already questioning the value of the summit.
What did the president get out of his meeting with North Korea's leader? Not much, says Patricia Kim, who studies nuclear security at the Council on Foreign Relations. Kim Jong-un said his country would give up nuclear weapons at some vague date.
And it fell short of even North Korea's previous pledge in 2005 to dismantle its own nuclear program.
Nothing about a timeline, nothing about inspections or verification.
You know, there's no substance there other than that they agree that the Korean Peninsula will be denuclearized.
This was a chance to secure a clear commitment from North Korea, Kim says, and it didn't happen. I'm Warren Levinson.
The meeting ended with an unexpected announcement from Mr. Trump that the U.S. would suspend military drills with South Korea. But he told VOA that American troops stationed in South Korea will remain in place. More than 23,000 child pornographers and child sex abusers have been arrested in a massive 50-state crackdown called Operation Broken Heart. The Justice Department said agents made arrests in April and May, targeting those who use the internet to commit their crimes. The suspects are alleged to have produced or sold child pornography, used the internet to entice children into sex, or engaged in sex trafficking of children. This is VOA News. Protesters outside the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday chanting wealth and government underworlds as police arrived to question the prime minister. Two Netanyahu confidants have been arrested on suspicion of promoting regulations worth hundreds of millions of dollars to the Bezeq telecom company. In return, Bezeq's subsidiary news site Walla allegedly provided positive Netanyahu coverage. The confidants have agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. Israeli police units began evicting Jewish settlers on Tuesday from 15 homes illegally built in the West Bank. It happened in Netiv Avot. Israel's Supreme Court ordered the eviction because the homes were built on private Palestinian land. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfield.
At the moment, there are hundreds of police officers in and around the different areas carrying out the evacuation. And we'll be dealing with the last final house behind us. And police units will...